Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everyone. Everybody, tune in. You are listening into a show that is basically about self-improvement, self-awareness, self-love. So get yourself over here. Get involved with all this. You are listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. I'm Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one, the only, there better not be another one, one comedy organic okay.
I appreciate you for the introduction. Thank you, comedian Talk Dude. Let's just give me a little bit. You're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is that correct?
Yes, I am.
You resigned in California, is that correct?
Yeah, my dad decided to basically pack the family in.
Let's not get into that business right now, sir. You're not releasing that part of your autobiography, you know, those things at this moment. I appreciate you. And let go that we're going to release those things at some point in time, but not today. We appreciate the reflection. For those that don't get to hear too much about you, knowing that you even exist. Is that Talk Dude? Yes, you have Asperger's, scoliosis. What else do you have? I asked him a question. He got.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. Could you ask me one more time?
Yes, I guess he got hard of hearing, too. I said, what do you have? I said, do you have Tourette's?
I have Tourette's. I have ADHD, bipolar, OCD, colitis, and scoliosis.
All right there.
Yeah, everything's broken. It's just, what a mess.
So you're going to talk about like a dirty trash can. Okay. What people tend to do with a dirty trash can, they tend to wash it and try to maintain it at least until they're able to get another one. So you just want to be a dirty trash can.
No, I don't.
Okay, so let's be you know, a little bit clear. You can't be in the trash can and get mad at me because I say, hey, check this out. I'm gonna be cleaning out the trash can, sir, and I don't want you to get offended, but I want to make sure that the environment don't smell. It's not you personally, sir. I don't want to bother you if that's what you want to do. But I would like you to have some kind of peace of trash, you know. I want to give you a space where you can at least be free from judgmental capacities. So I want you to dig in deep within the role of tilling of the harvest. What is the roller tilling of the harvest for? Is it to make the soil and what's going to be there more incomplete, or is it there to help? Don't be so much of cross-contaminated in my organic, man. Come on now. You just cleansed and just became like termites and bed bugs on what I was trying to resolve right there. Anyone out there, truly, don't be obsessed with being disabled. Don't think that that's getting you somewhere to brag on being disabled. This guy, I don't know if it's a compliment or an insult when I'm dealing with this guy with disabled. Because he don't know if he's trying to get some kind of, you know, camaraderie or tries to throw this disabled thing under the garbage bus. Hopefully he can, you know, he's like almost trying to like make this disabled thing like Play-Doh. He want to change it around, give people other experiences. But within that, you have not found, I said it twice, and you know, the best time he ever had in his life. That's not something that he wanted to take lightly. Your best time, you enjoy it. You don't want to be, you know, ambushed with negativity. You enjoy yourself. You really just want to have that. Take it to the people, man. Let them hear that part of the harvest. Not that out of control, contaminated thing where it finds you new peace. This is Comedy Organic, okay? we're part of the process of, I wanted to always, or how I see a person like Trump do is say, man, this guy, there's no way this guy should not be known. I said, why is he not known? Why? See, almost like a contradiction. Something that you try to help with and you can see the parties don't appreciate it. And he's weird. You know why? Because he comes across like he don't want something. And he's one of the kind of people, he's the opposite. He can really be seeming like he don't want nothing. But behind all that, he's looking for that. That's peculiar about him. He gives the impression, no. No, that there, over there. No, over here. Oh, what is that over there? What is that, you know? Is this meant for someone that, okay.
You think of me too much as an ungrateful guy who's not, because look, I don't got a lot of afflictions here, but the thing is, trying to overcome it, work through it, was what every single person with a disadvantage should be doing. Having disadvantage just means you have to work harder. Since I have so many, I make the point really to, well, just push myself even harder than that. You got to be forceful with
Come
both
on
hands.
Come on now. If you look at successful disabled people, you're getting embarrassed being normal. There's people out there that are so cool in being who they are. Not by no means. I'm trying to tell you to be a hostage and suffer in silence. I'm saying don't let people pitch you in a place where you're suffering open. Okay? I want you to suffer. Period. I want you to learn, be the component of your thoughts where you can use yourself to open up opportunities of a place where you enjoy to be. Extension of what you are, allowing people to connect and have a place where they can see you and visit you and hear some of your thoughts, man, and you personally connect with people and talk to people. That's what people want. That's what people can identify with you about if you offer that opportunity. Go ahead, Mr. Talk Dude. We're listening.
Yeah, honestly, you know, this guy right here encourages me to push myself every single day and not settle for being lackluster, just to be forceful, just to deal with it. You know, that's what I'm out there should be doing, you know. You have that sort of mentality. When a section of you isn't working, everything else has to work 10 times harder. And you know what, even that part of you that's not working, if you really push it, you can make it work somewhat. It can start to come back to life. In a way, it's like reversing a sort of paralysis, if you will. That's something. People who are handicapped can become unhandicapped. Nowadays, there are more means now than ever, really, to overcome the dilemma. But I still feel like there's not enough. We still have so much to do and so far. And I know.
Okay.
Everybody takes hands.
Come on, I'm going to message. You said something powerful.
Everybody basically takes hands and work towards it. It can be done.
Come on, you just don't try to beg. Don't try to beg. Begging is the love that desires that came together and have appreciated you. That's what it means. Don't try to force people to do something where they're not in the altitude of rewards. The rewards come behind that. Just letting you know that appreciation come with gratitude. I've never found directions. Thank you. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you as a person. Appreciate you as a creator. Appreciate the ideas that you have brought to the table. And once of all, I have to take this time to bring this kind of space where I can be reminded of Pop Dude and people like him I get to run to around the world. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, too. Thank you for giving me your time. Thank you for basically deciding I'm going to help this disabled guy unlock his full potential. I'm going to help him basically be that damn near more than able guy that he needs to be, that he can be, that in a way he's meant to be, he's meant to become.
And see, what you've got to realize is we're not going to sit there and deny it. We won't get into it in a few minutes. You know I'm about to talk about every show. And we're not quite there, but we're going to get there. I'm going to bring it up shortly. Everyone stay tuned. You're listening to
I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. May everybody find themselves with this program. Let everybody be found. So many people, they're so depressed, they're not happy with what they are. Some are sort of undiscovered. They don't know who they are. Some of them try to bury who they are, bury it deep so that no one could ever find it. They sort of adapt a different persona, something that is more acceptable.
Good service and the understanding of what is important in life, understand what is the nature, appetite, and what give you the height of your, strength, rewarding ideas, seeing people that would reflect the light that come through the solar panel of your effort and you being connected, recharging information for those people to meet your peace. Everyone take a moment. Let's contribute a moment right now. Give my colleague, Tom, give him this important part of carrying under the deepness of thought, and he needs this human moment. Anyone out there, Tom, take a moment. Take a moment. Just reflect in the desire of happiness. The main see other people. Don't do what I was explaining you about your voice. You must put your hand over the speaker. It's not air breeze going over the intercom, please, sir.
Fine.
Don't say fine. Just say I will take care of it, please. Thank you. Don't be. Let me careless with the ability of being strong. Careless is someone that don't find a way to understand your problems. People got a problem because it's not a real hardship to just do the things and not have disconnect the humility. Having humility wakes up people to appreciate your time and they want to be around you. But, when you come across without those consideration moments, people walk all over you for the wrong reason. Take a moment, appreciate yourself. We got a couple moments. We get into another part of the program, everyone. This is called We Can't Find You,
But We Found Ourselves.
Yeah, this is a moment. I have to say, those out there from down south to East Coast, Midwest, West Coast, and all around, that we come about as the thoughts, as the mind, find this conversation, understanding the things that are meant to be desired and highlighted for your individual and your particular habit of information. May fate is, I want you to know, Toby Dude and comedy, organic, okay, and comedian, organic, okay, I'm the same person. I just want you to know that there's no limitations, that we have not found the appreciation in the place where I've delivered the desire of happiness. Comedy sits down and watch. But laughter and happiness is always taking the heat to make sure the comfortableness of your seats are pleasurable at another altitude. This is comedy, comedian, organic, okay. Thank you for your time, Talk Dude. So that will be completed for the moment. We are going to...
It's 7:15 here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Let us know what you're thinking. Tell us about the situation that you're in. Give us the golden opportunity to help you overcome and achieve, reach your fullest potential and whatnot. You can discover yourself. Be the you you want to be. Hey, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, really, I know you're out there. I know you're out there. There's somebody who's just dying to reach out to somebody, who's just dying to make the connection. You don't want to be stuck in the same sort of depression spiral, just sitting around there feeling, why am I still here? Why am I still alive? It's like it's not working. You need to be heard. You need to be discovered. You need to be reprimanded. Give redemption to yourself. There's a lot of people who are out there. Let us know what you think. What's going on? And just tell us what's going on in your world. In people who aren't basically crippled by depression or crippled literally, let us know what's going on with you. What are you feeling? What do you think a lot of them are feeling? You think when they're hearing this, they're thinking, this guy sounds too much like a cheerleader, like a perky motivational speaker. Does he really know what he's talking about? Is it possible for me?
Come on now. You don't take your own store to know that you do need an appetite to say that you ate something from a place when you're not hungry. You may not want it at that time. But it does allow you to have more creative appetite to connect. You know that, you know, you truly have freed and understand a lot of different types of people. So you got to take the time to nurture those moments and abilities. Okay. Talk to you. You do a good job, man. Now, don't forget your happiness. You must have peace of mind, too. All right, everyone. Comedian, comedy, organic okay is this is what I'm about to do, everyone. This is the part of the show that the host told you that I discuss. You know what I'm about to talk about? I'm about to talk about women.
Okay.
And what you say you appreciate, say what you want. This is the thing. I say you should desire what you truly have been designing your love to look like and love to truly have a different uniform. You know you want it, you always been talking about, I want to attract the woman. You should get to talk to a woman. Just as a woman understanding who you are and what she desires as a leader, as a partner, and as y'all, you know, come together to, this will, you know, give you another level of appreciation. Okay.
Okay. So come on, start talking. Let's talk about women.
I'm talking, sir. I already explained it. All right, go ahead. Everyone, I've said it to him. I talked to that he's on a mute vacation. I talk. He's not understanding how to explain it. You don't have to be a hostage to seem attractive to women. Women shouldn't actually have to dictate. One woman is one individual, one person. You as a man, the things that you consume, it shouldn't be out of. When you go to a store and the person is selling vegetables or produce, mad at you because you say the produce is not healthy, hey, man, why is everything so spoiled? The person will get mad because maybe that's how they live it, and maybe stuff, fruits and vegetables took so long to get to them, and somebody got them or who they bought it from through the process. This is not African. Yes, sir. So, you must know beauty have not had a zip code. Beauty have walked into your soul and allow you to see happiness. Being chewed up, it's you.
All right. Okay. Let me just say about this. I know in a lot of ways, basically, if you are, in fact, a disabled person, women might seem especially daunting. Because, you see, they tend to, Okay. Women basically just tend to basically expect a guy who's a total dreamboat. You know, their fantasy comes to life. They spend a lot of time looking for a guy who is a fantasy come to life, who's got it all going on, no matter, even if they themselves do not. Women, they do tend to expect a guy who's, they want more than they're entitled to. It's a thing. They don't realize that basically, let me put it this way, the handsome prince marries the beautiful princess. They want a guy who's got more going on than they've got. Even if they're basically a bottom feeder themselves, they still want the babe, the dreamboat. Women say that men think with their crotches. It's true, but women do too, in a way, even more so. But here's the thing. You can be the guy that you should be, the kind of guy that basically women are saying there aren't enough of. You can better yourself in a big way. Well, the first step is not willing to accept the circumstances of what you are, you know. You don't just have to say, look, here I am, I'm going to settle for this. I'm just going to settle being, I don't want to work much harder just to make them happier. I mean, is she working that's hard to be good for me? Sometimes she is. In a way, that's the thing. That's the rub right there. There's the rub. Someone who basically, well, you two are making an effort for each other. You could be a guy who's got more going on, who maybe isn't quite so ready to settle, but will find what's right and go with it, run with it. We can always be better than we are, always. That's the whole point of evolution. The whole process is gradual improvement towards a goal, towards the circumstances, towards the environment we're in. You can be better. You're meant to be. Sometimes people are a little too eager to settle. You want to sit back there, but, you know, if you don't evolve, you de-evolve. No, it's true. You start to waste away, everything else is moving ahead, and you're going backwards. You're climbing or you're sinking. There's no in between. You could be better. You could be better in every possible way. Maybe in a way, women having ridiculously high expectations is a good thing. It forces you to try to reach your fullest potential. It does. You can be everything you want to be. Everything. The first step is wanting it. The second step is knowing how. And the third is making a point to do it every single day. Even when basically you're on in years, don't just settle to do back and be nothing. Don't settle. You don't have to. Better. Honestly, it's the way it's meant to be. You are meant to be great. You are a constant work in progress.
Let's break this up now. I see you should have pinned that alarm clock on, okay? I see that you're trying to get out of this. You're trying to get the next level of this. Don't worry about it. Because what I'm about to do right now, I'm about to eat me some dessert. I'm not playing around. I'm about to cool my thoughts in another level. I'm about to appreciate these things here. So often, people think the most complex things or finding something that's beyond what you have been familiar with is the answer. That's what you find out. You find out it's more gifts to what your blessings are that people don't want to recognize. Like, hey, we ain't about to be playing like that. We ain't about to be doing stuff like that because there ain't no accident. There ain't no accident that you are getting to the next level and people trying to use other people and tell you, hey, do you know about this and trying to slide other people's ideas up on you? Like, your ideas ain't going directions. Your ideas ain't accomplishing tasks and goals. People all the time, people try to tell me about my, remember I used to have these different kind of fireburns? And people used to tell me, hey, I remember this celebrity got sideburns like that. And I'm like, hold on a second. When I came up with my intellect property of what I do with my sideburns and creative things, I just said, oh, let me look at this person. And it's what I know. I came out of my idea and created it. Right?
Right,
and
right.
What we're doing is we expose people to people and give people the impression they've been jealous. Right? You're jealous.
Yeah.
No. My happiness does not deny my happiness. And when you're doing things that you're doing, you're trying to deny me the expectation of me being more, pushing this happiness, pushing the caring, pushing this being peaceful. Don't take me for a person that you're trying to pleasurize and give other people credit for things that I'm already doing. Right?
Right, right.
And think about this, man. Think about what is a uniform, what they've created, a person that has Tourette's. You didn't create those things. Those are not your ideas. They don't know where you're going. They don't know how big your ideas are. They don't know how big your heart is. They ain't listening to your thoughts. Haven't had a brochure of what you capable of doing? No. So what are we really doing? Have we truly talked about talk, dude? Have we truly showed the world what you truly desire to do? How hard you really be working? No. We don't get an opportunity to do that. So I don't want you to waste that time. You're in a place where this is our game. Appreciating you doesn't need to be found. It's already there. You're a custom. You're tailored. Your tailored ability to truly connect and truly identify with. If you just take the time to do that, all this ability is the people. You think it's just you got energy. No. It's pre-gifts already there for those that are been waiting for this. You just think you got energy. No, this is here. This is people waiting. People have reserved this conversation with your desires. It's more connection than you believe you have had a connection with. Yes, everyone is comedy, comedian, organic. And I like to turn the microphone or turn the conversation around so you can hear another person have a conversation. He was born with comedy. Not even knowing comedy. He got Tourette's, Asperger's, sclerosis. He's already had an audience uniform in his condition. Now, how do you know how that feels? Having an audience already conditioned in your field. And you get mad at him for being the way he is. He's been treated with excellence. And he don't know anything less. Is that right, Mr. Talk Dude?
Yes, it is. I hope that somebody out there is going to hear this. And take those steps.
Well, you heard it. That's anybody out there heard it? You heard it. So that's what we start from.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you need to worry about. If you hear it, I'm telling you, once you start enjoying hearing this, guess what happens? When you talk to people, it's going to be so natural. You're going to be the talk dude self. And people going to be hearing your cooking, the taste of your ideas, marinating all around the world, and they're going to know they connect and resonate with.
Thank you all for tuning in. Honestly, you can get all our shows off Blog Talk Radio. And remember, when we're on the air, you can call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
Yeah. Everyone out there, you get the opportunity for somebody to hear your words. Show appreciation to the orbit. So this like jewelry, treasure the things that we are talking about in your desire that, hey, we found it. Yeah, I'm done. My year. Comedy Organic, okay? Good night to you, Talk Dude. Everyone else, take care. See y'all soon.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Better yourselves in every way. Thank you, and good night.